Hallelujah. In wrath, in Japan, Lord, temper your wrath with your mercy. Have mercy on so many souls that are on the way to hell. Bring them out of their heathen darkness and send more laborers into the harvest field. Let's pray that God will raise up a mighty army of saints to invade that land with something good, the good news of the gospel. And let's pray God will deal with America more. And all in authority over us, they will see their own bankruptcy and say, God, I can't solve the problems. I need you. And a broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Amen? Well, I trust this will encourage you today. I had to work hard to put all these facts together. I felt I should bring it to you because so many things have happened since this year has begun. And God will enlighten us as we travel along this way. Tomorrow, I would give you a simple message on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from Matthew chapter 28. Why did the angel of the Lord come down from heaven to earth? Why did he roll the stone away? Why didn't Jesus do it? Why did he sit on the stone? You see, you can read this story a million times, but unless God opens our eyes, we're not seeing anything. I see my own bankruptcy. But I want to give you something because the earth has a role to play in the story. And we will apply it to ourselves as well. Not only is the resurrection a fact, but the resurrection is a person. And we will see how important it is, why Matthew gives us the details he does in his gospel. So I'll ask you to read Matthew 28, if possible, the entire chapter, though we wouldn't go into the entire chapter. It's not a long chapter. But I've been in that chapter for a while, and I have a few insights into it that I want to pass on, that you can wait for what it's worth and be encouraged that we serve a risen Savior. Amen? Amen? And if Christ be not raised from the dead, guess what? Our preaching is in vain, and our hope is in vain. Yes, we're still in our sins. So I want to give you this simple message, but it has blessed me, and I feel in my spirit I will share it with you and show you what a role the earth played. Now, you got to look deeply into that. What a role the earth played in the resurrection. To be continued, same place, same station. Only it's not the same time yet, but it's what time? 10 o'clock or 10:30? 10:30. God bless you, Brother Lester and Brother Allen, and all you saints who are coming. And I pray that I will have exactly what he wants me to give you, and that we will be edified and fortified and expect a visitation from God. Beloved, I just sense it in my spirit. I'm not putting God down to a date, but I'm simply saying you can't afford to go to sleep in this hour. God's just waking us up. And it's easy to wake up and go back to sleep. That's why the word of the Lord is, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. God bless you. Amen. Back to you.